It's a new song from Boy George and Culture Club. The boy has taken up with a girl. Yeah, he surprised us all. He's got himself a girlfriend. She's only a little baby, but he thinks she is super. A new song called Move Away. It's almost 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. A little later on in the morning, we will be linking up with Catherine as she skirts across the skies in Nova's Spy in the Sky, having a look at the traffic. That'll be from about 20 minutes past 8 onwards. Now listen to this. You are going to be pleased to hear that Gary Glitter is bouncing back from the brink of disaster. And that's difficult to say. The 41-year-old singer almost died from a sleeping tablet overdose before landing a whopping £2,000 fine for his third drink-drive offence last week. But now Pop's most colourful character and noisiest is making yet another comeback. He's teamed up with rock stars Girls School to record a red-hot version of his 1973 chart-topper, I'm the Leader of the Gang. And if that isn't a cue for another Gary Glitter record, I'm Bob's monkey. Bob's uncle? Bob's... No, we're not playing Gary Glitter. Come on, we like our listeners. We don't want to lose you all. Jackie Whelan of Collinstown and Peter Collins of Terranure are both winners of Partners Vouchers. The phones are now closed. Please don't ring us anymore.
Pretty woman, walking down. The kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but
Christina, a lovely blonde working in the Taoiseach's office. Ooh, it's now 10 minutes past eight.
Wake up, wake up, there's gonna win me.
Join your friends for a breakfast free.
Wake up, wake up, there's gonna win me.
Try a breakfast that's hard to beat.
Hey, have you experienced the new sensation of fast food in Dublin? No? Well, why not? Come along down to the new Wimpy and Henry Street. We've got plenty of treats in store for you, starting with breakfast from 7:30 a.m.
And gentle works hard, even when you play rough.
March
is Metro Month at Stewart's of Ranelagh. Versatile and nifty, the Metros are renowned for their economy, space, and easy parking. Right now, we have a limited number of new Metros with every conceivable extra. Drive away at the unbelievable price of £6,250. Phone now or call to the showrooms at Northbrook Road and check out this incredible Metro deal. Stewart's of Ranelagh, a good deal closer. Austin Rover, now we're motoring.
The all-new Nickel Man Shop, creating new trends in menswear at the Moore Street Mall ILAC Center, announced their fantastic opening offer. Suits were $89.95, now only $49.95. You heard right, $49.95. This incredible price, plus great offers in the newest spring arrivals, are only at Nickel for Men in the ILAC Center. Nickel, young fashion for men at the right price.
John O'Hara.
The sound of Europe, Radio Nova.
Sheila Escobedo, a love bazaar. Now that, Bob, is not where you buy love. No.
No?
It's a love bazaar.
Like, oh, that kind of
weird.
Bizarre. Oh.
kinky, not to be mentioned on the radio.
You can't buy love.
No.
Phil Collins said that, didn't he? Oh, no, he said you can't hurry it.
You're right, and you can't do that either. 16 minutes past 8. What, do you want to say anything?
Yes, I do. I want to say a 09.
Oh, really?
Oh, the toilet. Oh, the toilet, yes.
I can smell it from here.
Pour madame et mademoiselle. Mm. And for ladies as well.
Yeah.
For all women, actually. It's extravagantly feminine.
Ooh.
A blend of exotic
fragrances. Like Tony McKenzie.
Yes. A blend of exotic fragrances. Chiefly jasmine, with a hint of honey and musk and violet and basil. I know, know them well, Violet and Basil. Lovely couple here. Now, it's a super scent for all the ladies, and that's at all leading chemists. Ask for it by name. Otherwise, they won't have a clue what you want, will they?
So go in there and say 01, please.
09.
09.
Say it nine times. 09. And we're giving away a 200 milliliter bottle worth £50. Simple competition, right? I mentioned jasmine and violet.
You did.
Right, well,
there's no doubt about that.
I do, yes. There are, as I said, yes, a lot of girls' names, which are either flowers or plants or trees. All you have to do is name 12. I gave you a hint. Yes, I gave you a rose. I'll give you another one today. Lily. See, like Lily. Lily, right? On a postcard or back of
Twiggy.
A no. I won't accept Twiggy. Go away.
It's okay.
At least 12,
no one's a perfume,
12 girls' names that your flowers put on the back of an envelope or postcard to reach here by Thursday lunchtime, right? Thursday lunchtime. It's a quickie. Correct entries. Those with at least 12 names will go in the hat on Friday morning, so you've got no time to waste. The Azaro 9 competition. A-Z-Z-A-R-O.
He used to ride a horse and wear a little cap, didn't
he? 9 competition. He won the 230 at Sandown. Radio Nova Park,
no, right?
Final double 16.
Yeah.
Azaro 9 competition.
Right, lovely. Twiggy. Right, okay. Birthdays.
Right, okay. Horoscopes.
Yeah.
Libra, it's your day today.
It is?
You owe it to yourself to become a great success. After that, you owe it to the revenue commissioners. You know what it is to feel wanted. Your picture's often on the wall of the post office. You should be able to sponge your way through the rest of the year without too much discomfort. You're very experienced at it. Now, you are a good and true friend to those who don't find you boring. Such people, of course, will be scarce this year. Okay, who is having a birthday today other than Librans?
Who's celebrating today, Bob?
Well, Pat Ettery, champion jockey. He'll be back in action on Thursday in just a couple of days.
Right.
Alex Huggins. He's 37. Pat's 34. Alex is 37. Sir Robert McAlpine, chairman of the famous family construction company, racehorse owner and breezer, head of the McAlpine Fusiliers, General Sir Robert. He's 80. A couple of musical ones.
Quickly.
Well, it's Wilson Pickett.
Uh-huh.
Or it'll never get better. Don't. Or Charlie Pride. Have you got any pride?
Definitely.
Have
here,
you no
pride? Here it is.
Here's some pride.
I won't give up my music, not me, not
Radio Nova, 20 minutes past 8.
60 seconds.
We asked Dubliners their opinions on United States monetary intervention in Northern Ireland.
I was in New York in the summertime and I met a lot of American people who felt, very hardy strung about Northern Ireland, and they thought they knew a lot, but in fact they were very ignorant, and any money that they would send over, they had no idea about the reality of Northern Ireland.
If you actively support the terrorists by supplying money for them to buy arms, well then, basically it's a disgusting way of contributing money.
I just think it's really stupid. I think they're so far away, they don't really know. They think they're helping the average Irish person by giving money for terrorism, but the average Irish person, I don't think, is interested in this terrorism. They're totally against it.
The whole NORAD ethic is based on the fallacy that Ireland needs to be freed. Ireland is a country under suppression. I think that's an American belief.
This has been 60 Seconds on Radio Nova.
23 minutes past 8, Nova waking you up for Tuesday morning. And in just a couple of moments, we will be linking up with Nova's spy in the sky to check up on the traffic as you work your way into the city center.
The U.S. bombs cruising overhead. There goes my little rocket red. Shoot it up. Shoot it
making more noise than Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Will they soon make more noise than the Rolling Stones and the Beatles? You shall have to find out and wait. Zig Zig Sputnik. Let's find out about the traffic.
Radio, Radio Nova.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. This is Kathy from the Spy in the Sky. Takeoff is at 8:07 this morning. The temperature is 9 to 11 degrees. Everything is very light this morning, including the rain, so watch the roads. Be very, very cautious, because I see a lot of people slipping and sliding around. The weather today, it's going to be cloudy with outbreaks of rain, heavy and persistent at times, and some bright spells. I can't see the bright spells coming along. But anyway, the parade went great yesterday. We flew around and watched it. No problems, no arrests made.
I went looking for a couple of your majorette friends. They weren't interested.
We saw you, John. everything. Did you have a good time then?
I did have a great time.
Terrific. No, it was lovely. I watched it on the news then afterwards, so it was different from seeing it up in the sky. Yeah. It's like little ants. But anyway, Harold's Cross is moving. Rohini Into Town is moving very well. Innis Corps is moving well. There are no delays thus far this morning. I think people are taking the day off.
Okay, well, school kids being off as well due to the strike may ease the traffic slightly.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Just a special hello, birthday hello to Anne and Aileen. It's their 21st birthday, and I'll be back with a traffic update in a few minutes.
Spring sale now on. We're offering the widest selection of musical instruments and accessories available at unbeatable prices. For value and service, come to Walton's, North Frederick Street, Dublin, and Dunera Shopping Centre.
My friend Declan's a real clever dick who thinks he knows everything. So I said to him, how long would it take to go from Dublin to New York twice? And how much would it cost? Well, he was ages with his calculator and his timetable for the Concorde and everything. And when he'd done, I said, wrong. 5 minutes from O'Connell Bridge and the pair of us could go there for a couple of quid. We took him along to New York and Mary Street, right opposite Marks and Sparks. He bought the hamburgers, chips and milkshakes, less than a fiver for the lot. It cost him a lot more being caught out, though. Still, he said finding out about New York was worth it.
March is Metro Month at Stewart's of Ranelagh. Versatile and nifty, the Metros are renowned for their economy, space, and easy parking. Right now, we have a limited number of new Metros with every conceivable extra. Drive away at the unbelievable price of £6,250. Phone now or call to the showrooms at Northbrook Road and check out this incredible Metro deal. Stewart's of Ranelagh, a good deal closer. Austin Rover. Now we're motoring.
I hear you're going into banking, Harry.
Not really, but we're now giving 6 months interest-free credit on Mitsubishi TVs, videos, and hi-fi.
Interest-free? That'll make the bank sit up. So for 6 months interest-free credit on all Mitsubishi TVs, videos, and hi-fis, you can bank on Harry Moore at the top of Dawson Street.
For more years than I care to remember.
Radio Nova.
7:31 and Bob's Headlines. 8:31.
Yes, let's try again. We want to start again, Dave?
A31 on Bob's Headlines.
Thank you. An economic review for Allied Irish Banks predicts that inflation will go no higher than 2.5% this year. The Northern Secretary, Tom King, said that neither a United Ireland nor a joint authority would be tolerated by most people in Ulster.
A federal appeal court in the United States has blocked a new attempt to extradite convicted IRA killer Joseph Doherty. And in Britain, it's budget day. This afternoon, Chancellor Nigel Lawson will be giving MPs details of his financial plans for the next 12 months. Cloudy with outbreaks of rain. The heavy and persistent rain presently falling over Leinster should cease, and we'll just have some scattered outbreaks of rain and also some bright spells. 9 to 11 degrees, the expected high, a bit cooler than yesterday. Wind strong at first, but moderating to moderate.
Well, that sounds like a good way to go, all right.
Yes, indeed.
The old incorrect time check, Bob, was just a lead into the Coleman Balls.
Of course it was. Thank you for the first Coleman Ball of the morning. And now for the second, Archie McPherson. There aren't many last chances left for George Best.
Yeah.
Many a true word is spoken in Coleman Ball. And Peter Jones, who said, it was Forest night on Tuesday, but it looks like being Liverpool's night this afternoon.
Yeah.
As indeed it was last night.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
They scraped through against Watford.
Did they?
And a last gasp goal to tie it up, and then a goal an extra time or two, and then they're through to the semi-final of some competition or other. And one, exactly what it is.
Snap to it, Bob.
According to the Sun yesterday,
uh-huh,
a girl trickster said to resemble actress Joan Collins conned frustrated American sailors out of thousands of dollars.
Ooh.
She sold them tickets for a barbecue in Palma, Mallorca, promising girls galore, but the only women were pensioners. Ah, but could they cook?
I've been to a party like that. I tell you, any horses this morning, Bob?
No, there are horses running. Indeed,
yeah,
there are. In fact, Dermot Well duly did win the first race yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
With keen cut, but at a very, very, very small price. Well,
yeah,
even money favored. But a winner is better. But I did say, well, please yourself, if you like. And if you did please yourself, you did.
Right.
Yeah, well, but there is racing today.
But we're not talking
in
about
Britain,
it.
In Britain, at Fontwell and Nottingham, but we're not going to bother talking about it. We're waiting for the National now.
What a relief. We're not talking about the old horses this morning. Listen, 26 minutes to 9, Bob, just in case they're late.
I see.
I got it right that time.
That's right.
Yeah, that's 26 minutes to 9.
Well done, to 9, yeah.